study the book of Malachi. The book of Malachi is the dialogue between God and His chosen people. And from the dialogue, we understand that His chosen people know God very, very little, even though God knows every one of them. Today is the same thing. We are transparent before God. Inside our heart, what we think, what we speak, what kind of life we live, what kind of conduct we have outside the church, all transparent. But our understanding about God is so limited. And how come it's so important? Because the fundamental relationship in our human life is the relationship between God and man. If we have good relationship with God, then we almost can say in our life we lack nothing. When you look forward, right, there are so many uncertainty. There are so many challenges. You know, in your generation, it will be far more difficult to live the life than your parents' generation. Far more competitive than your parents' generation. So right now, so-called the middle age almost gradually disappear. Also, you look forward, a lot of time you will find out, really, you will be scared. And some of people in your age, they start to worry after they start in college, where comes the money? A lot of people, after they finish the study, they are heavily indebted. So the first few years, they have to work so hard to repay all the debt. So there are so many challenges, but please don't forget, if we have good relation with God, we are going to lack nothing. Everything we cannot do, God will cover with His grace if we have good relation with Him. So please be reminded, the most important relationship, the fundamental relationship, will ensure you to have a joyful, peaceful, and blessed life is to have good relationship with God. And in order to have good relationship with God, we have to understand Him. We understand Him, and with that understanding to compare ourselves, then it's become a mirror that we know how to adjust ourselves according to what God wants us to be, according to what God wants us to do. And then when we start to adjust ourselves, gradually our relationship with God will be better and better. And you can experience God better and better. And the life, spiritual life, will come not stagnant. The spiritual life will be more living and more lively because we try to adjust ourselves. If we don't know God, just like there is no mirror, how can you tell who am I? In no way. Okay. So this morning first section, that study chapter 3, verse 7. Chapter 3, verse 7. To 12, chapter 3, verse 7. From the day of your father, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of the host. God commented, verse 7, from the day of your forefather, you are not the first generation. From the day of your forefathers, your father's generation, and your father's father's generation, they have gone away from my ordinances. If you cover my ordinances, they have gone away from me. And have not kept them. Then what should you do? Now, you, your generation, what you have to do is to return to me. And then I will return to you. So this is a very clear instruction. 2 points. The first point, you already gone astray from me. This is the first point. The second point, you have to return. And what was the response? But you say, in what way shall we return? Also, the Israelites did not know that what does it mean to return to God? Because they don't feel they have gone away from God. So today we put ourselves into their shoes and think about that. You have gone away from me, which means you have deviated from God. Oh, deviated from God is a very serious business, right? Oh, because God is the goal, central goal of our life. Oh, and we deviated from God, then our life will be further and further away from God because we are deviated. Just like if you want to go to San Francisco, right, and you drive the freeway 10, you drive very fast, right? After you drive a few hours, you look into the map, right? San Francisco in the north, and 10 east is towards Phoenix, right? And the longer you drive, the further away from San Francisco. The same thing. Our goal is to be closer to God. But if we don't know God, right, the longer we live, the further away we are away from God. That's called deviation. So what is deviation? Deviation means our life of direction already gone astray from him. They call deviation. Let's see Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. You see, we all like a sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, we like a sheep have gone astray. Astray from whom? From whom? From the shepherd. That gone astray from shepherds, God himself. And we have turned everyone to his own way because we live according to our own way. So the longer we live, the further away we are from God. So our way is not God's way, do you know? Our way is not God's way. No, what kind of school you want to study, right? You set your own goal. But that school may not the school God wants you to study. I want to get a career. I want to go. But that career may not the career God wants you to go. I want to live at some location. That is my dream location, right? And that location probably is not the location God wants you to go. I want to marry a person whom I really feel like I fall in love, right? I don't have that kind of person. I cannot live. So serious, right? But that person may not be God's will. So here say, we turn everyone to his own way. His own way may not be God's way. His own way may not be highway, right? Something, right? So gone astray from God, we may not from evil intention. Yes, I love God, but I just want to live according to what I feel, live according to what I like. That's a lot of time gone astray from God. And what when we not gone astray from God, we understand God. We understand God's will. And God's will has two categories. One is universal will, which God's will to everybody is the same. He wants us to be holy. He wants everybody to receive Holy Spirit. And he wants everybody to live a godly life. And he wants everybody to put God first, and that's God's will. God's will. And God's will, the second category is individual will. To whom should we marry? To where do you should God want you to live? What kind of career God want you to do? Everyone is different. So if we emphasize my own way, a lot of times we are gone astray from God. So God is an absolute standard. If we are different from God, then we have gone astray. So simple. Brother A, different from brother B. Of course, everyone is different. So brother A cannot say, you gone astray from me. No. You are you, I am I. You have nothing to do with me, right? No. So human being, you can do whatever you like. Nobody can say you are wrong. But when it comes to we and God, it's different. God is absolute, different from God's nature, is wrong. Same with God's nature, is right. So how come we live in darkness if we hate? Because God is love, and God is light. If we have no love, we hate. We stand on the opposite side of God, and God is light. We are in the darkness, so there is no fellowship. So God's nature is absolute. Against his nature is wrong. It's gone astray. The words of God is absolute. Anything we say is against the words of God, then it's wrong. So everything, decision, we have to screen by the words of God and by the nature of God. So we will not gone astray. So unless we understand God very well, otherwise, even we gone astray, we will never feel anything. Right? You see the people right now, a lot of them actually cohabitation or fornication, right? A lot of them doing that way. In one time of the New York Times, it's about 2-3 years ago, you talk about Ivy League student. They have so-called weekend hookup. You know, do you know what that? Weekend hookup. They are so busy to pursue their goal. They have no time and energy to invest in the relationship. You know, if you want to build a relationship, it takes time, right? Take time to spend time together, and you take your energy, your heart, try to please the one you like, right? They don't have that kind of energy and time. But they have their own last forethought. So how do they fulfill? We can hook up. That you just go to a certain location, there are men, a woman there, very easy to just hook up. They don't know who is who, right? Just fulfill and last for desire. And they don't feel that's wrong. They don't feel that's wrong. How come? Because if there is no God, you cannot say anything which is wrong, right? You are a mature adulthood. Then you are responsible to whatever you have done. That's all. But when we come back to God, then we know it's wrong and it's terribly wrong. So the Israelites gone astray from God because everyone live according to his own way. And how come it's so serious to gone astray from God? Let's turn to James chapter 1 to see what is God. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 23. I heard about this verse. Actually, it's a very wonderful verse. This we mentioned already, huh? Just like a mirror. Huh? There's another verse. Let me see. Okay, chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Above means God. So from God, everything is good. From God. Everything is perfect. And compare anything from God, the world is not so good, it's not perfect. No, the world, all the goodness always have bad consequence there. In the world, almost everything needs to be improved. And then come down from the Father of light. So in him, there is no darkness. All right. So in our life, we have a lot of dark side, right? A lot of negative side. So that kind of darkness, that kind of negativity accumulate in our heart. So eventually, we become, our heart feel not so happy, not so peaceful. Because your heart has too many negative things. All right. Dislike this, dislike that, resent this, resent that, or worry this, worry that. So we have no happiness. But once we get closer and closer to God, when God gradually fulfilled in our heart, and that light will drive out darkness, and that goodness, that perfection will drive out imperfection, will drive out everything which is not good, because God is inside. So everything in our life issuing from our heart. Once our heart is perfect, is good, is light, then naturally the way we speak, the way we live our life, is good, is light. No darkness there. So gone astray from God, that's a more fundamental reason why we suffer. If you see a person suffer, a lot of time because they gradually gone away from God. So the negativity, darkness come into their life. The next question. We come back to Malachi. The book of Malachi. Chapter 3. Verse 7. Chapter 3, verse 7. Yet from the day of your father you have gone away from my ordinances and kept them and not kept them. Return to me, I will return to you. Now, God said, return to me and I will return to you. Think about that. If you live long enough, then you are going to have an experience. It's very easy to tell. This couple is fighting now. Cannot get along with each other very well. How do you tell? Well, sometimes look at your parents. You already know. Oh, my father and my mother are fighting. How do you tell? One of the very important signs is what? They don't want to look at each other. Right? Oh, you know that these 2 days, they cannot get along with each other. But if you look into the newlywed, right, those who fall in love, okay, well, how can you tell they fall in love? How can you tell? Because you have no experience, so you don't know how to tell, right? If they are falling in love, they keep on looking at each other 24 hours and never feel tired. That means that they fall in love, right? But when they fight, they just don't want to look at each other. Yeah, right? It's very easy to tell. And our relationship with God is very similar. If we don't have a good relationship with God, right, our life is not holy, and God is holy. And God says, turn away his face. He does not want his countenance to shine upon us. He did not want to listen to our prayer. No. Why? Because we gone away from him first. No. We sin first, and he turned away his, and don't want to pay attention to us. Right? Now, and this broken relationship, how can we mend this broken relationship? And God is very clear, right? If you return to me, then what is happening? God say, if you return to me, then what? What is next? Yeah, brother, your eyes so opened, right? God say, if you return to me, then fill the blank. You don't know. I thought you listened so attentively. If you return to me, fill the blank. What is that? I will return to you, right? Oh. So if we want to have a good relationship with God, what should we do? If you return to me, I will return to you. If we want to have a good relationship with God, what should we do? What should we do? Return to him. So simple. Return to him. Because he already waiting. God is waiting. Waiting you to return to him, and he will return to you. So that this relationship is interactive. Now, this is a living relationship. It's so simple. Now, right? Let us think about two issues. The first issue is, you return to me, then I return to you, right? I referring to God, right? You referring to human being. These two, God and human being, is that equal? No, it's not equal. According to Isaiah chapter 40, in the eyes of God, we are nothing but what? Isaiah chapter 40, in the eyes of God, we are nothing but what? Dust. Do you see dust? Anybody see dust? Raise your hand. In the air. Oh, your eyes are so sharp. You can see dust. Huh? No, no, now, here. Do you see dust? No, right? Is there dust here? Yes. How come you cannot see? Because the dust is so tiny. You cannot see, right? Oh. So you look into the Google map, right? You look from the sky, the earth is so small, right? So small, right? And you keep on zooming in, and Los Angeles is like a tiny as a needle, right? And then keep on zooming, and then you can see what? Boeing Park. And keep on zooming, you can see Boeing Park Church. And keep on zooming in, and you can see a group of people exercising outside. And then zooming in, you can see the captain who is shouting around, right? All right. Oh, so, looking from God's perspective, we are dust, right? We are so tiny. We are so insignificant. We are like the no exist at all. Oh, this is the first one. Oh, the second one. God is so holy. Oh, compared with God, we are what? We are dirty and filthy. Right. When we see a roaches on the roadside, what are you going to do? Hey, brother, when you see a roach crawling around, what are you going to do? Beat, kill it, right? How about mosquito? Kill it, right? How about fly? Kill it. And how about ant? Kill it. How come you kill it? Because you don't like it, right? Oh, it looks no good at all. Oh, you kill it, right? Did that, all that kind of insect do any harm to you? Nothing, because you don't like it, you kill it, right? Oh, and when you look, see, God look from above to human being. From God's holiness, from God's greatness, we are like nothing like an ant, right? We are nothing like a rat, right? In the God's eye, we are all dirty, filthy, because we commit a lot of sin. A lot of people shouting, there is no God. We are evolved from from a monkey. When God look, what are you talking about? All right. And we don't glorify the name of God, we glorify people. So from God's perspective, look at the people in the world, not lovable at all. Right. So if we think about a question, if we were God, what will happen to the world? Suppose if we were God, what will happen to the world? The world will be destroyed a long time ago. Right? You see an ant in your home, what are you going to do? Cure it with hot water, boiling water, pour it. Huh? Right? Or stab it. Right? And God look from above, look at us. We are created by him. And he feed us every day. And he give us a life. How do we treat God? Right? So if we were God, we would be killed the humanity a long time ago. Right? So why is God say, you return to me and I will return to you? That represents God's love and God's faithfulness. Psalm chapter 36, verse 5. Psalm chapter 36, verse 5. Psalm 36, verse 5. Your mercy, O Lord, is the heaven, is in the heaven, and your faithfulness reaches to the cloud. Here say, the mercy of God reached to heaven. The faithfulness reached also to heaven, the cloud, which means very, very high. The reason God care, we human beings who sin so much, who is so insignificant, is because God has mercy and God has faithfulness. Because what? We are created with his likeness, and he is the Father. We are the children. So when Father look at the children, when the children are like a prodigal son or homeless people and dirty, hungry, thirsty, and the Father's heart are like a knife cut into the heart. It's so painful. Why? Because we love. When we love, we care. Now, so why we are so insignificant and God say, you return to me and I return to you? There's only one answer, because God love, because God care. So even God can never open the mouth and say, I love you. But when we return to him and we experience God return to us, start to get connected with us and start to fill us with Holy Spirit and start to listen our prayer to resolve our problem, in that moment we are so touched, right? Because God's mercy is so great. And then when we receive the baptism, at that moment, actually we make covenant with God. So the Holy Communion, that is a cup of blood in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And that cup of blood is a cup of covenant. God make covenant with us. And God is very faithful. God will never break that covenant, right? If we are faithful to him, he will be faithful to us. And then all his promise will be yes, will be fulfilled. So the point, God promised to return. But the most difficult part, let me ask you a question, before I explain. Our relationship with God, God said, you return to me and I return to you. The most difficult part is God or a human being. This relationship. Human being. A lot of times we think, how can this possible, right? I commit so much sin. How can that possible? I listen to God's prayer. I pray God will listen, right? A lot of times we say, God is so huge, right? He's in control of the universe. How can God listen to my prayer? It's impossible. So we always have doubt about God. Most difficult part is God himself. It's not true. You can't say, I'm ready. I'm ready to return to you. Right? If you return to me. The question, right now, the question, most difficult part is, are you going to return to me? Even you are waiting to return me, can you return to me? If you are waiting to return and you can return, then all of a sudden, the relationship already reestablished. So the most difficult part of human relationship with God is human being, it's not God. Oh, we have to understand that. Oh. From the, one of the examples, you look into Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23. Jeremiah 13:23. Can Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard is a spot? Then you may also do good who are accustomed to do evil. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? No. Right? From the day one until the time of die. You keep on taking bath for 1,000 years, 4,000 times, still the same color. Right? Oh. And can the leopard change his spot? No. No. When the leopard grows, from the baby leopard to the adult leopard, that spot becomes bigger and bigger. Can never take it off. Oh, right? So you this example, then you also do good. Now, you, and then may you also do good who are accustomed to evil. It's impossible. Human nature, we are controlled by sinful nature. We difficult for us to change. Oh, right? So how can we change? Now there is a way available. Oh, right? We pray to God to help me to change. Oh, only thing, if we are waiting to pray to God, help me to change. And then God can use his power, his words, his love to transform us, to change us, to return to him. Oh, though without the help of God, we cannot return to him because that sinful nature is so strong to control us. And sometimes the Satan just uses that sinful nature to control us. It's difficult to return to him. Oh, also the spiritual life sometimes is we cannot walk alone, do you know? If we are alone, it's difficult for us to survive. In the spiritual life, we need each other. When a brother is weak, right, being controlled by drug, being controlled by sinful desire, that everybody pray for him, ask God to strengthen him, use the Holy Spirit to give him power. The inner man can be strong, get rid of the sinful nature's bondage, and then he can gradually turn back to God, and God can turn back to him. And after 1 or 2 years, you can see the brother totally different. Right? Because he returned to God, and God returned to him. How can he return to God? Since the Bible says it's impossible, because everybody prayed for him. So in the spiritual journey, nobody should be alone. If we are alone, very dangerous, because we have no power to return to God. If we have a spiritual companion, we pray together always. And through the prayer, God can help us to return to him. And he will return to us. Okay. Now the next question is, if we come back to the last book, Malachi chapter 3. The next question, they don't know what is return. Oh, right. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7. Yet, verse 7, last part. But you say, in what way shall we return? Now, verse 8. You, will a man rob God, yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? Steal and rob, which sin is more heavy? Rob, right? Steal means when you are not attentive. I just take away something from you. That's steal, right? Rob means holding a gun. Give it to me. That means rob. Rob is far more serious. So when they ask a question, right? What shall we return? In what way shall we return? And then God responds, you, a man, rob God. The rob God become very serious, right? Rob God, not rob man, rob God. So they did not know what does that mean, rob God, right? In what have I robbed you? And then God say, in tithes and offering. Right? The reason we can make money at this, there are three reasons. Or four reasons. First, we must have life. If you are dead man, how can you make money? First, we need to have life. The second, we need to have health. Even we are still alive, you are bedridden, you're sick, you cannot make money, right? You need to have health. And that health, of course, comes from God. And then we have to have a capability. Then we need to have an opportunity. Life, health, capability, opportunity all come from God. So superficially, I make money because I put an effort into it, right? Because I'm well educated, so I can have a good job. But in reality, it's not that simple. It's all because of God. So when we earn the money in every tenth dollar, we have to offer to God $1. The first $9 belong to you. The tenth dollar belong to God. To show our appreciation to God. So offering is different from paying tax, you know. If you are paying tax, we do our best to deduct the tax with a legal way, right? You contribute to the church, it's tax deductible. So a lot of rich men, they are so skillful. They were able to itemize a lot of things and deduct. Eventually, they pay no tax. All right. And offering is not paying tax. If offering paying tax, then you have to think about before tax or after tax, right? Or I deduct the mortgage. If you deduct everything, then you offer nothing. All right. So offering tax is to show our appreciation. So all depends on faith. If your faith is so little, okay, after you deduct mortgage. One time your faith grows stronger, this is to show my appreciation. Then we offer the tithes after tax. Then one day our faith becomes even stronger, then we offer the tithes before the tax. One day even we grow stronger, then maybe we offer 20%. Right? So this is the way we return to God. How come? Because money is the most sensitive issue. Where is your heart? There is your money, right? Or where there's your money, there is your heart. So through the offering, we can show our heart is in God. Our heart is in the church. So even though we are not reached to the age of making money, but a lot of times when you start to have part-time work, you earn the minimum wage, start from that to cultivate that kind of habit. If anyone shows that kind of returning to God, and then how will God return to them? Look into verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the household that there may be food in my house. And try me now, this, says the Lord of hosts. I will not open for you the window of the heaven and pour out for you such blessing and that there will not be a room enough to receive it. God will pull down the window in heaven and pull down the blessing to us. And then that, please don't be misunderstood. That blessing may not be material. But surely you will have more. So 10 minus 1 equal to what? 9, right? This is a worldly mathematic. 10 minus 1 probably equal to 11 or 15 or 20. That's a heavenly mathematic. But we need to do it by faith. And that blessing including what? Peace and joy and tranquility and strength. and hope, a lot of things which cannot purchase by money, because that blessing comes down from heaven. Now, so this is a way. So if we want to know a person's, if we want to know whether the marriage is good or not, very simple question. Do you share the same account? One question can tell, right? Why? Because if they really love each other like one body, the account will be joined, right? And if we will ask a question, if the person really loves God, very simple, one question. Do you really share your money with God? So simple, right? So return to God by offering the tithe. Let's pray in silence.